Miss an interview? Listen to it now at 1043thefan.com. Brought to you by First Bank. You work hard for your business, so should your bank. Talk to a First Bank business specialist today. First Bank. Business banking for good. Member FDIC.
You're listening to Terry Wickstrom Outdoors on 104.3 The Fan. We are going right to the phones, and one of our longtime partners and favorite contributors is joining us, Darren Lindsay from A&A Toppers. Good morning, Darren.
Good morning, Terry. How you doing, buddy?
You know, I'm as much as we needed that cool off to kick things off, and I know as a duck hunter you're going to be anxious to see if it moves the northern ducks and geese down, but I was glad to see the sunshine again. I wasn't quite ready for single digits.
It gave us a quick little blast of what's coming, I hope.
Yeah, I know. Hey, speaking of getting the outdoors, I know we want to talk a lot about A&A Toppers. You've got some new products that people need to be aware of, and with the seasons changing, there's things they need to think about, but you're also an avid angler. I know the brown trout are just getting into the spawn, probably going to really take off now, but I think you were out chasing them. How'd that go?
Yeah, we actually got a little couple days off the other day on the Colorado River. Took my snug top rep, business partner Greg. We went out and got after it on the drift boat. Floated up by Pump House and down by two bridges and had a great time on the river. It was awesome with the leaves changing. I know it's hunting season as well, but it's also fishing season as well, Terry. We had a great time and caught a bunch of browns, a couple big rainbows as well.
Were any particular techniques? Did the browns seem to be in the spawn already, or...?
They were much more aggressive. As soon as we put the fly rod away, we caught about 8 or 10 on the fly rod, and then we started putting some jerk baits out there and threw it at shore, and, boy, we caught about 20 or 30 on the jerk bait. So, yeah, we had a blast.
Well, when they get aggressive this time of the year, it really is, it can be fun. And you know, for the most part, you're talking, you know, probably 12 to 20, 22-inch fish, but every now and then you'll hook that one that you go, oh, my God, you know?
I need to get one. I haven't got one of those big ones on the Colorado yet, but that's why you go out there and try to get it done so that when you do get that big one, it just puts that smile on your face.
Oh, it does. They're catching those big ones up at Delaney's now on jerkbaits. I'm talking huge ones, too. But let's talk a little bit about what's going on at your place. You got a new product. Am I saying it right? Tupi or Tupu rooftop tents? Tell me about
it. Oh, yeah. Well, as the last few years, you know, this overlanding, getting outdoors with tents that are no longer on the ground, but to go up on top of either racks or roofs of vehicles. I mean, they've been around for a long time, but they've just really, really caught fire here the last few years. And a new rooftop tent company, they've been around forever, but we've picked them up. Tapui Tents, they're out of, I think they're out of California, but no, we've been selling a bunch of tents. And I just wanted to make sure the listeners knew that rooftop tents are now available over here. We haven't really had them before. We also carry the Yakima tent line as well. So we've got some rooftop tents, and there's a lot of Tapui tents running around. So I just wanted to make sure everybody knew about them.
Well, you know, another thing that this time of the year, anybody who got in and out of their car Thursday knows that I love my truck has the WeatherTech liners. You guys carry those too.
Oh, yeah. We're one of the largest WeatherTech dealers in the state. That's kind of I call it a no-brainer here with what we do all the time when we're running out to the field with, you know, dirty hunting boots or wet wading boots or what heck. Those WeatherTech saved my floors the other day with Greg and Corky getting out of the boat and getting out of the truck. Yeah, those WeatherTech liners are awesome.
You know, we got fall fishing, we got fall hunting. We're not that far from ice fishing. A lot going on. What are some of the accessories? I know we'll talk a little bit about the toppers, but what are some of the things you can really do to outfit somebody's truck to make it ready for whatever activities they do?
Well, you mentioned the winch and the grill guard stuff, Terry. You know, I've gotten stuck up in the flat tops one time on an elk trip and had somebody come and get me out with their winch, and ever since then everybody here runs a winch so that we can get out of those areas. So make sure that if you need to get out in that field, to make sure that a winch is part of the accessory line. That decked product that I sent you, you know, some additional storage that you've always talked about to cover up all this expensive gear we get that kind of, I guess, complements the caps and tonneau covers. We're doing a little special on decked right now, where if you purchase a deck, you get a free $50 D-box accessory. So we're doing that just from A&A. Also, the truck vaults. I just sold truck vault to a competitive shotgun shooter friend of mine here that's trying to make the United States Olympic team, Nick Muschietti. Nick got a truck vault from me here about 6 months ago. And then the cap pack, the additional storage, which I run in my truck. There's a couple pistols and a couple shotguns right in my truck as we speak right now up in the topper. So additional storage for all that gear to get us out in the outdoors is something you can get here at A&A Toppers.
Well, you know, you talk about the deck storage and you talk about the cap pack and the vaults. One of the neat things is they go in and they give you a secure storage area, but they still leave it open to haul so many other things, either on top or under, depending on what you have. So you still have a full size of your bed to do things. Yet, you know, you park at a trailhead nowadays and stuff, and you just don't know. People think you're going to be gone for a while. All people aren't as honest as we are. And you just, it's nice to know that that expensive shotgun, that camera, that bow can be put away and protected, Darren.
Yep, absolutely. You bring up a good point. Good friend of mine, I was over at the Polk's family last night and actually frying up some walleye and a wild turkey that the son shot the other day. And Mark had just been in here and he bought, and he first thing out says, well, what about my dog kennel? He put a cap pack in his topper, dog kennels fit no problem. So if you're worried about space and manageability, generally we can find a good enough solution to be able to get the hunting dog kennel in there as well.
Well, and of course, you carry Lear and Snug Top toppers. I've had both on my truck from you guys. Right now, I'm running a Snug Top. To me, it just makes my truck that outdoor utility vehicle that I need to have. You know, as you know, I keep my fishing gear in the summer and my ice fishing gear in the winter in my truck all the time. You never know when you're going to have to make an emergency fishing stop. And I don't have to worry about digging it out of the snow, or I can keep it away from prying eyes. And so what's going on in the topper world?
Right, yes, with Lear and Snug Top, that's just the mainstay of what we really do. Yes, we sell a bunch of other accessories, but it is so important. I mean, I don't know what percentage of my customers are fellow outdoorsmen and friends, like you mentioned. It just really does help make your outdoor activity so much more convenient, secure, to where, like you said, you never know when you're going to want to pull over off the side of the road and pull out that fishing rod and make a few casts, because yeah, toppers are good, and that's something that we've been doing here and together for a long, long time.
I think you're going to offer a little special to my listeners. Is that right?
Yeah, I want to help out all those friends of Terry Wickstrom, like you mentioned. We've been having some coupon specials here that come and go, but I want to offer everybody that listens to Terry's show and knows Terry and hopefully knows us as well that we're going to double our coupon specials. Normally those are about $100 to $150. We're going to go ahead and double those for anybody that is interested in getting a truck cap here for the winter months that are upcoming. We got that quick blast. And if you want to come on down, we're going to give you a double coupon special for the friends of Terry Wickstrom.
Just mention they heard you on the show.
Mention they heard us on the show, and we'll be happy to take care of them.
All right. Hey, one quick other thing. Is this cold blast going to send the ducks and geese south? I know you're an avid duck hunter.
Absolutely. That's what we're hoping. We need a couple more of those to get some of those mallards down.
Brad Peterson's going to join us after you, and I think he'll probably update us on that. But it's just, as much as I didn't like to see single digits yet, it just, fall is in the air, and now the hunting and fishing is going to be so good for the next few weeks.
Yeah, you listened to Nate a second ago. You know, you got to get those right temperatures, and it may be cold. Put the gloves and the coat on and go catch them and go shoot them.
All right. If people want more from you, Darren, how do they find you guys?
Yeah, easiest way, our two stores. We've got the Colfax store just east of Wadsworth, Greg and Joe and Tony up there, and then my store down here with Terry and Chad. Come on down, but the easiest way to find us, aatoppers.com. We'll be happy to help everybody out and hopefully have a great hunting and fishing fall.
All right. Mention you heard him here on the show and get a double coupon on a Lear Snug Top. Thanks, Darren.
All right, Terry. Talk to you soon, buddy.
You bet. That's Darren from A&A Toppers. Been a tremendous partner. You know, support the people we have longtime sponsors. We have very few sponsors that come and go. And the people that support this show bring us the information we're able to bring you. As I said when I was talking to Darren, we're going to take a quick time out. When we come back, Brad Peterson's going to join us, and I'm sure we're going to talk some hunting and some fishing on Terry Wickstrom Outdoors on 104.3 The Fan.
You work hard for your business. So should we. That's why First Bank offers commercial real estate loans, business lines of credit, and online cash management solutions. With tools and services designed to make your business run easier, your day could have less this and more this. Visit eFirstBank.com/business to learn more. First Bank, business banking for good. Member FDIC. First
Bank. Banking for good.